Seamus Bruner, billionaires who want to control your life have a God complex on steroids. By Breitbart News on November 14, 2023. The people who want you to just eat the bugs are controlling more than you think. Some call them global elites. But author Seamus Bruner offers a better description for them, control oligarchs. Bruner is director of research at the Government Accountability Institute. And his newest book, now available on Amazon, at least for now, bears the full title Controligarchs, exposing the billionaire class, their secret deals, and the globalist plot to dominate your life. In this book, Bruner exposes the billionaires who control the levers of power that dominate every aspect of your life. He joins Peter Schweitzer and co-host Eric Eggers on the latest episode of the Drill Down podcast to discuss fake meat, patented seeds, and the dark forces who are profiting from the world's blind rush towards a greener future. Bruner researched what these people said and did during the COVID pandemic and, most importantly, where they put their own money. The lockdowns were a disaster for many Americans, but the control oligarchs saw their own net worth skyrocket, Bruner says. Many of them are heavily invested in industries that make batteries, meat substitutes, and even the companies that are patenting other new types of protein-based food. The pandemic was an opportunity to profit. Referencing the book cover, with its sinister-looking photos of Jeff Bezos, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg, George Soros, and Klaus Schwab, Bruner says, most people know at least some of them, but they have seized control of key industries and, to quote the great Ronald Reagan, you ain't seen nothing yet. Eric asks whether they are prophets, or just looking for their own profits. Bruner calls it a God complex on steroids. Take Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, for example. Bezos has his $10 billion Earth Fund, which promotes green energy research. But he also then has personal investments, Bruner explains. You see this again and again, they will set up charity groups that fund research and various projects. Then they personally invest in companies that take advantage of those things. Bill Gates, for example, invests in electric vehicle companies while the Gates Foundation advocates for the end of gas-powered cars, Bruner notes. Gates only invested into companies like Beyond Meat Incorporated and Impossible Foods Incorporated after they had secured patents for their technology, his research shows. Gates also is trying to curtail the number of cattle in the world. He's also invested $23 million into Monsanto, which has patented seeds for drought-resistant crops that also require specialized types of fertilizer, which they have also patented. Having done so much research into the actions of these people and their involvement in emerging green technologies, Bruner does agree that there's a true believer element to each of them, but it's safer to conclude that it is just a mask. If I can find out that lab-grown meats use more carbon and cause more pollution than cows do, they can figure that out, too, he tells Schweitzer. That leaves you with the only real answer, their personal profits. Klaus Schwab is the founder and head of the World Economic Forum, a group of control oligarchs that meets in Davos, Switzerland every year. During the pandemic, he coined the term the Great Reset to describe his vision of building back better, restarting the world's economy post-pandemic by focusing on green energy and sustainable food production. Schweitzer described the plan as market Leninism, in which those who have the greatest influence and money in society try to simultaneously dictate change and profit from it at the same time. For more from Peter Schweitzer, subscribe to the Drill Down podcast.